Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today, going to be cloudy, chance for a stray shower, and a high around 80. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 68. In Milwaukee, it is 68, 69 in Burlington, and in Racine, 67 degrees. Police in Pleasant Prairie aiding Kenosha police in stopping a vehicle possibly connected to one successful and one attempted phone store burglary earlier this morning, and from which it may be learned at least a few of the suspects may have connections to other crimes in other states. As Kenosha officers were on scene of the successful break-in, from which numerous items were said to have been stolen, an alarm at another phone store sounded. That site was only an attempt, though, using a rock, according to initial reports. A vehicle description was developed, and it was spotted by a Pleasant Prairie officer on Highway 50. With additional officers as backup, that car was stopped around 100th Avenue. Four arrests made, records checked going out to the state of Ohio, as well as communication about possible crimes in Missouri. Investigators still sorting it all out at this point. A 34-year-old Milwaukee woman, Terry Traylor, arrested yesterday on a first offense for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Her 3-year-old was in the back seat at the time. A state trooper pulled over that vehicle for what reports indicate was an unsafe lane deviation along the interstate near Highway 142 in Kenosha County. A news release has the driver's speech being slurred. There was an odor of intoxicants. Traylor taken to St. Catherine's Medical Center for a blood test, then off to jail. Her 3-year-old turned over to a crisis worker for Child Protective Services. Meanwhile, law enforcement officers from all around Southeast Wisconsin have joined the efforts across the state for the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown on drunk drivers now through Labor Day weekend. State Department of Transportation says there were more than 24,000 convictions for drunk driving last year, 143 fatalities in alcohol-related crashes, 2,900 injuries. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee agenda for its 5 p.m. meeting at City Hall includes requested authorization to accept a monetary gift from the estate of Nicholas Willing, this for the purchase and maintenance of automated external defibrillators in public municipal facilities across the city. Cardiac emergency response, a critical issue for saving lives. And while public settings are one thing, places of employment should also have the devices ready to use with little to no training really needed.
Most AEDs today, especially the newer models, have only two buttons on them. It's as simple as push the on button to turn the machine on, and then just follow the prompts for what it tells you to do. It'll walk you entirely through the process.
That is Adam Fritch, a paramedic. He owns Advanced Professional Healthcare Education in Delafield. Says considering many people spend about a third of their lives at work, learning how to administer CPR or to use an AED should be a part of a company's policy book. The estate gift to the city of Racine will be accepted this evening in a letter of thanks drafted to the family of Nicholas Willing, who passed away in April at the age of 94. In western Racine County, work set to begin today at Highway 36 and Highway Y to improve the safety of that intersection, which is in the town of Norway. The $740,000 project to include adjusting the alignment of the left turn lanes in both directions on 36 and installing more visible traffic signals. Project completion listed for late fall, but of course always dependent on the weather. City of Kenosha moving ahead with plans to demolish the former Dairyland Greyhound Dog Track site to help eventually make the property available for industrial uses. But it may take a village, summer specifically, according to City Administrator Frank Pacetti, who notes there's an old landfill on that particular site.
Extensive by any means, but it is in the area of the pond, so obviously the DNR wants to see it remediated.
Meanwhile, the landfill operated for years by Summers. While now in the city, the village would be partly responsible for cleanup costs, which remains unknown at this point. Pacetti adding that he hopes the sale of the property to an industrial developer won't be held up. The Caledonia Village Board has a special meeting at 6:30 tonight at the new Village Hall, ahead of the regular business meeting, with the only agenda item being discussion about the Central Racine County Health Department. Then the Board of Trustees at the business meeting, which begins at 7, will get an update on the former Western Publishing Building. Neighbors have complained it's a hangout for juveniles, it's unsafe, it's a general eyesore. Village President Bob Bradley 2 weeks ago promising action would be taken, including efforts to contact the doctor who owns it. City of Racine is going to begin semi-automated solid waste collection by carts only on September the 18th. The hope is to also change decades-old habits of people who just throw things out in bulk and don't need or want them. The goal to increase the availability of space at the Kestrel Hawk landfill, which is now estimated at less than 7 years. During recent discussion by Alderman about waste collection, Public Works Director Mark Yellen noted there could be a program that partners with organizations within the community in need of many of the items that people are tossing away and won't be picked up with the carts come mid-September.
We're not sure we're going to go this route or not, but, you know, you've got like a table and chairs you no longer need. Put it on the website. Maybe somebody wants it for free. Okay, well, you could post that stuff. There's a lot of things that we can do.
He noted that mattresses have become an issue left at the curb by people, believing either somebody will come along and take them or the city will. So he says recycling might be the answer. As for siting a new landfill location or expanding the current site, that is a separate issue, but related. Yellen noting greater cost to ship Racine's waste elsewhere if that's what it comes to. City Administrator Jim Palinick confirms that meetings have already started on future landfill capacity. In Burlington, the Common Council recently signed off to donating some old playground equipment at DeVore Park to Grace Church, which will disassemble, move, and then reassemble it at their new location. City Administrator Karina Walters explaining it was a worthy donation, and it saves them, the city, some work.
The city was going to be responsible as part of the overall pool project to take it down and dispose of it. However, if we do have a church that is willing to perhaps utilize the playground, that is something for the council to decide.
Walters indicating the only immediate question involved really fairness to all the other churches that might have a similar interest. The council decided, let's give it to the church. So the council's decision, which came during Committee of the Whole, was unanimous. Just a general sentiment expressing okay to do that, giving the playground equipment to that church. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board has a special meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. It's to discuss hiring a project director for what the Village President confirms could be related to Foxconn. President Dave DeGroot telling WRJN News last week in an email that the project director would be involved in Foxconn development for Southeast Wisconsin, its related supply chain, and associated economic development coming with it. DeGroot adding that the project manager will become the essential part of the Mount Pleasant development team in general, and the position would, quote, possibly last as long as the project does. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary and CEO Mark Hogan will be joining other officials tomorrow in visiting a dozen communities, celebrating the success of the Wisconsin Main Street and Connect Communities programs, the latter which now includes Kenosha. The Wisconsin Main Street program was started in 1987, creating more than 2,600 net new businesses across the state, nearly 14,000 net new jobs, plus generating over $1.7 billion in public and private investment. Meanwhile, Kenosha and five others make 61 now in the Connect Communities program, designed to advance downtown and urban corridor revitalization efforts. And tonight, you've heard about it, House Speaker Paul Ryan, a town hall meeting, 8 o'clock, inside the Racine Theater Guild, a live broadcast on CNN. The Janesville Republican going to be taking questions from select constituents in the 1st District. It's billed as his first town hall or listening session open to the public since October of 2015. Tonight's event following Speaker Ryan's recent unannounced tour of the district, during which he talked about the need for tax reform.
My suspicion is he wants to talk about the tax reform proposals that we're expecting Republicans in the Congress to roll out in the next few weeks, and that this will give him a platform to shift the focus away from health care and towards things that he would rather talk about.
And that is Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin. Of course, a number of progressive organizations are planning to protest outside the Theater Guild tonight. Groups concerned about the future of the Affordable Care Act, those calling for Congressman Ryan to condemn the president's reaction to Charlottesville, Virginia, they have plans to protest. And mixed in there will be supporters of Democratic candidate Randy Bryce, who still want him to get equal airtime from CNN. Expected to cover the town hall after the president addresses the nation regarding what's expected to be strategy in Afghanistan. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.